This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Massachusetts' entry into the world of legalized casino gambling has not followed a straight or certain path, and we've been reminded of that again this week. It's safe to say there will be casinos in the state one day. The Gaming Commission has approved one in Greater Boston in the city of Everett. And today, Everett is having an official welcoming celebration now that Wynn Resorts has purchased a site along the Mystic River. But wait a minute, not so fast if Boston Mayor Marty Walsh gets his way. His administration has filed suit against the State Gaming Commission that could throw up a big hurdle, maybe even derail the $2 billion project. The suit says that Boston should have status as a host community and that Boston residents should have a binding vote on whether the project goes forward at all. And joining me now is the mayor of Boston, Marty Walsh. And Mr. Mayor, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me today.
It's good to have you on. Mr. Mayor, I know there's a lot in this lawsuit, but let's focus on the big issue. Boston should be a host community. Why? The resort casino will be in Everett.
The resort casino will be in Everett. The entrance to the resort casino is through Boston, through a street called Horizon Way, which is currently not zoned for an entrance to a casino. When the proposal was put in front of the Gaming Commission, it was the plans were unclear as far as what would be the front door, and we argued in the city of Boston that the front door would always be Horizon Way. There was some discussion around the Wynn proposal purchasing other pieces of land, MBTA property, and other adjacent piece of land, and they never did that. And within 60 days, they were supposed to put a plan in front of the Gaming Commission to let us know what the front door is. And to my knowledge, that plan hasn't gone in yet. But the front door is going to be Horizon Way, which changes dramatically and makes that, in my opinion, I've always stated this is a Boston-based casino, and people in Boston should have a vote on it. But this would make Boston a host community.
Our reporter over in Everett today, Bruce Gellerman, spoke to the mayor of Everett, and he says Horizon Way was called Chemical Lane first, and that Everett has always maintained it. Is this really going to be an argument about who owns that very short little road?
I don't know if Everett claims they've maintained the road, but certainly it's a Boston road, so it's a Boston road that makes, you know, this the front door to this casino in Boston. I've been very, very clear in my discussions all along here over the last year that Boston should have been given host status, where the Gaming Commission turned down our request several times. And now we're asking the court to give us a decision on whether or not we are a host community.
Sure. Your suit says that the State Gaming Commission ignored facts, conducted an improper proceeding, and rendered a decision that is legally and factually defective. Say more about how the Gaming Commission fell short on this.
We're going to let that play out in court, but we've been able to prove to the Gaming Commission and make our cases on why we're a host community, and the Gaming Commission constantly has denied us our ability to make those requests and that argument. And I feel that, you know, they should have. In the plans that were put in front of them by the Wynn proposal, a lot of those proposals were schematic designs. I'm not talking actually the building of the building, but the entry points, the exit points, and they allowed this applicant to continue to move forward and go through the process. And again, I think the Gaming Commission didn't fully do their job, and I don't think they were anticipating the city take the actions. Listen, we could have sued several months ago. We followed a process all along with the hope that we could come to an agreement with the Wynn folks, and I'm still hopeful at some point we potentially come to an agreement with the Wynn folks. But we were asking questions around the land and around the access points to and from the property, and those questions never got answered, and it forced the city of Boston's hand to take legal action yesterday.
Let me just read you this in a statement to Radio Boston. The Gaming Commission said it's still reviewing the suit, but it said this. It says, the commission believes that we have reviewed these issues thoroughly, objectively, fairly, and that exhaustive review helped lead to the decision to award the Wynn license with appropriate conditions. That's from the State Gaming Commission. You disagree with that, obviously.
Yeah, I guess my question would be, if you get them on the radio, ask them the question of, do they have final plans for where the casino is going to be located, and what's the entry points and exit points from the facility? What's the emergency routes out of the facility? And ask them those questions, because I don't think they have that information in front of them.
Mm. You said, Mr. Mayor, that it might still be possible to work out an agreement with Wynn Resorts. What do you need from Wynn Resorts?
Well, we need to have a conversation with the Gaming Commission that deems the City of Boston a host community, so we can begin a proper conversation around what host community status looks like here, in the way we laid it out in the legislature and the way the legislation was laid out. This is, as I said earlier, not today, but I said this in the past, this is a very big change in the way we do business in the City of Boston when we bring casinos to Massachusetts. I was a member of the legislature, and I supported the legislation. I worked to get the legislation through. In that, we built in protections for cities and towns that were both surrounding cities and towns and host communities around the proposals. And Boston made a very good argument, and the Gaming Commission kind of didn't listen to our argument. Now we're asking the court for a decision on our argument, and we'll see what the court does.
All right. We'll see indeed. That's Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. Mr. Mayor, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
All right. Let's move on now and get an opposing view and turn to the city of Everett. John Hanlon is a city councilor at large and the former mayor of Everett. He's obviously a big supporter of plans to build a casino there. And Councilor Hanlon, welcome to Radio Boston. It's good to have you.
Thank you very much.
So I assume you heard Mayor Walsh's take on this case and why he's filing this lawsuit. What do you make of his arguments?
Well, I don't think it holds much water. And the reason for that is that We, a while back, and I'm saying, I've been involved in politics here for just about 50 years, and I know that I can't remember the exact term that we used, but it was some kind of a word you never used in a conversation ever. Preambulation, there it goes, it jumped right in my head. Preambulation. What that means is that the cities and towns that have a border together, you walk the line. And I have done it twice with the city of Chelsea, the city of Boston, the city of Somerville, and the city of Malden. All together, we would stand and say, okay, this is the line, this is the line, and this is the line. When we came to Chemical Way, no part of that was in the city of Boston, and the engineers that accompanied us from each city agreed. Chemical Way Lane was not in the city of Boston. So I don't know where he's getting that information from.
But, Councillor, is this really just about one, whether one's, and I looked at it on a map, it's a very, very, very short lane. Is this really just about where this one lane falls and how close it is to Boston, or is it about the bigger issue?
It's right on the line. They're making a big issue out of that. Boston
is. But isn't the bigger issue about Boston should be a host community because a big chunk of Boston, Charlestown, Sullivan Square, is going to be affected in a big way by the traffic coming in and out of this casino?
Well, if the road is done right in the first place, it wouldn't be that much traffic. And I don't think there's going to be that much traffic myself.
Hmm.
You don't recall, and I know you don't, but there used to be an overpass in Sullivan Square.
Mm-hmm.
That took care of a lot of the traffic coming around that roadway. It fell down one day. And thank goodness no one got killed, but it did fall, and they never replaced it. Matter of fact, they took the whole superstructure down, and they put a parking lot over there. So that was one thing. And the other thing is the tunnel that goes from Rutherford Ave over onto Broadway and Everett. For most of my time in the city of Everett, that never worked.
Hmm.
It was always down. It was always broken. It was always flooded. It was always snow. It was always ice, no matter what you could put down there. Trees would fall. They would never get picked from above. They would never get picked up. So
right.
The traffic out of there that was bad, we had no choice, not only the Everett people, but the people that were going back to Malden and Medford and Wakefield and so forth and Melrose, those towns over there, they're the ones that were affected by this. And now what they're looking for is they're looking for someone to come along that's got some money to pay for it. Well, good luck to them if they can get it done. And I don't fault them for trying to get that.
Sure.
But to try to say that they want to be a host city when they had the opportunity to and passed it by. I mean, everybody was asked who wanted to be a host city. They just bypassed it. I mean, some of them wanted it to be one.
Yeah, Councillor Hanlon, do you think, we heard Mayor Walsh there talking about the Gaming Commission falling short of its duty. Do you think the Gaming Commission handled itself well in this situation?
I do. Who belongs to the street? Everett belongs to the street. If that's the situation we're talking about.
Hmm.
I don't know what they're going to do with the traffic situation, because if you look at, I've been to several meetings, not all of them, but I've been to several meetings of the Gaming Commission, and people from Charlestown would say, all the cars coming from Everett. And it's not all the cars coming from Everett. My survey, which I did personally myself, 75% of the cars in the morning traffic hour come from out of the city of Everett. They're not Everett cars. So they go into the thing. And, you know, we have never, ever once complained that in order to get through to Boston, they would come down Broadway and down Main Street to get into Boston. We never complained that people out of Everett would use that street. That was the situation that it was. That's how the traffic was. And you probably don't remember either, but Everett used to be called the Gateway to the North. There was a big sign over there that said Everett is the Gateway to the North. That used to be the beginning of the Newbury Turnpike,
which was
put up years and years and years ago. So that was the Gateway to the North, and it's also the passageway back coming down to the south for people to get into Boston. We never complained. As far as driving through Charlestown, why would anybody want to drive through Charlestown unless you had some business there? You wanted to go visit a restaurant, which I've done, or a club or something, which I've done.
Sure.
To meet someone over there that you know. Otherwise, I wouldn't use that street as a bypass of anything.
John Hanlon, I'm going to have to let you go, but I just want to ask you one very quick final question. Are you concerned that this lawsuit might derail this casino in Everett?
No.
All right.
No, I'm not. Absolutely not. I don't think it holds that well. I think it's just a delaying tactic. They're trying to get what they don't have. They you know, I think all they see is dollar signs.
All right.
And you know, if they were to derail it, and it wouldn't happen, nobody would get anything.
All right. Well, that's John Hanlon. He's a city councilor at large and the former mayor of Everett. Mr. Hanlon, thank you very much for joining
us.
We appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Stay with us. Coming up, how do you begin to have the conversation with your loved ones about end-of-life care? Stay with us. The conversation up next. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.